It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Oh Lord, have mercy, cats and kittens. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, doing the do just for you and welcoming you to a brand new Friday Night Cat Fight radio show. This is the program where I take two or more different versions of the same song by different artists and put them up against each other for your vote. Go to my website, FridayNightCatFight.com, to voice your choice and vote for the favorite version of the tunes I'm about to play for you. But also, coming up on this week's program, not only do we have the Friday Night Cat Fight, but we also have a birthday tribute to Charlie Gracie, Troy Schondell, and the late, great Bobby Darin. So don't touch your browser setting, because this is going to be another great show. All right, let's get right into it, cats and kittens. This week's Friday Night Cat Fight is between seven different artists over the same song. The song is Fever, the classic tune written by Eddie Cooley and Otis Blackwell. But if you look at the original record, it won't say Otis Blackwell as the writer. It'll say John Davenport, which was a pseudonym that Otis Blackwell used to use for some of his writings. Now, the original version of this tune appeared in 1956 with Little Willie John singing it for King Records, baby. That one topped out at number one on the R&B charts. But it also made number 24 on the pop charts, which was a big deal in 1956. Just as rock and roll was getting started, a lot of these R&B artists were starting to cross over. So because of its high chart success, it was a very influential song. So much so that a young Ray Peterson covered it in 1957. It was his first release for the RCA label. And man, does he cover it. He uses his full 4-octave range on this song. His voice is absolutely amazing. Earl Grant also did a version of the tune in 1957. His hit number 52 on the Cashbox chart, but failed to make the Billboard charts. Then in 1958, Peggy Lee gave the song a complete facelift. She changed some of the lyrics, changed the arrangement around completely, and when Capitol Records released it in 1958, it went top 10 on the pop charts to number 8. But the amazing thing is, Peggy Lee's version actually went higher on the R&B charts, topping out at number 5. Then in 1960, on Elvis's first LP after getting released from the Army, called Elvis Is Back, he did a version of the tune very much based on the Peggy Lee version. In 1964, Alvin Robinson cut it for the Redbird label. He didn't have too much chart success with it, though. It bubbled under the Hot 100 and topped out at number 108 on the Billboard charts. Then in 1965, it was brought back into the top 10 by the group The McCoys, who did a very Sloopy-like version of the tune Fever. So there you go. We have seven different versions of the tune. Let's start out now by hearing the original from Little Willie John from 1956, and then we'll move into Ray Peterson's version from 57. It's the Friday Night Cat Fight, giving you Fever.
Give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Listen to me, baby, hear every word I say. No one can love you the way I do, 'cause they don't. Give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning and fever all through the night. Bless my soul, I love you, take this heart. believing what my lips have to say. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Treat me right, you give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
What an amazing ending to his version of Fever from 1957, his first release for RCA Records. He wouldn't have a hit until The Wonder of You in 1959, and then all bets were off in 1960 with Tell Laura I Love Her. But there he was, some vintage Ray Peterson from 1957. Unfortunately, we lost him back in 2005. Up next, for your consideration here on the Friday Night Cat Fight, a version of Fever by Earl Grant. Now, you might remember Earl Grant for his hit song, The End. Here he is doing an inspired take on the tune. He is, of course, playing the organ on this number. We're going to follow Earl Grant's version of Fever up with Peggy Lee's retelling of the tune. It hit the pop and R&B top tens in 1958. Now, I hope you're listening to all of these versions in their entirety before making your decision on this week's Friday Night Cat Fight, because you may find out you like one version more than you thought you did. Here's Earl Grant with Fever.
Mm-hmm. much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Listen to me, baby, hear every word I say. No one can love you the way I do, 'cause they don't know how to love you my way. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. My eyes light up when you call my name, because I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Bless my soul, I love you. Take me on away. Take these arms I'll never use. Just believe in what my lips have to say. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the
never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. He gives me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Peggy Lee and Fever. She changed the words around a little bit, made it all her own. It would become her signature song, and she would cut it many more times during her career. That's her original version of the tune from 1958, hit the top 10 in both the pop and R&B fields. Now we're going to hear three 60s renditions of the tune, beginning with 1960. It's Elvis from his comeback LP called Elvis Is Back, a fantastic record that was very heavy on the blues style. Next, we move into Alvin Robinson's 1964 version of the tune. Now, he was a native to New Orleans and a really great soul singer that you hardly ever hear of these days. He was taken under the wing of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller when they started some of their great mid-60s R&B soul labels like Tiger, Blue Cat, and Redbird. Alvin's version of Fever was released on the Redbird label in 1964 and hit number 108 on the charts. Even though this wasn't a big chart success, it's definitely worth hearing, and it's worth your consideration this week over the tune Fever. From there, we're going to move into the McCoys' 1965 top 10 version of Fever, which they modeled after their huge first hit, Hang On Sloopy. Now, I want you to listen to these three songs and then decide amongst all seven which one you truly dig the most. Here's Elvis and Fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever when we kiss us, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm on fire. Fever, yeah, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Cats were born to give chicks fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, we give you fever. When we kiss you, fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle, but what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
When you hold me tight,
you give me fever.
shine on me.
The McCoys from 65 and their version of Fever, wrapping up our 7-song Fever competition this week. So now I need you to decide which version you truly dig the most. Go back to FridayNightCatFight.com and vote in the poll that's listed there. What's it going to be? Little Willie John from 56, Ray Peterson from 57, Earl Grant from 57, Peggy Lee from 58, Elvis from 1960, Alvin Robinson from 1964, or the McCoys from 1965. Voice your choice and vote for one of those versions right now. And you can also see how your fellow Prowlers are voting too. Hey, and don't forget to leave a comment. Tell everybody why you voted for the version that you voted for. We really want to know. Well, at least I want to know. The inspiration of this week's catfight, by the way, comes from Cross Country Kelly. She suggested that I do a catfight on Fever that broadened it beyond just Little Willie John versus Peggy Lee. So thank you, Cross Country Kelly. I do listen to suggestions, you know. You can always email me, MattTheCat@MattTheCat.com. And don't forget to sign up for my weekly email newsletter if you don't receive it already. Just go to the bottom of MattTheCat.com and fill in those fields and you'll be signed up for the weekly email newsletter called Prowlin' with Matt the Cat, where you'll receive a playlist of this week's show with links to Amazon.com in case you want to buy any of the CDs or MP3s of the songs you hear on this program. Plus, you'll have news and exclusive audio and so much more. So if you haven't signed up for my weekly email newsletter, please do so at MattTheCat.com. On with the show. Here's a request going out to Blues Bob, and it's a good one too, one you don't hear every day. It's Chuck Jackson, who began his career singing with the Dell Vikings in Pittsburgh. He wasn't part of the original group. He was part of Crip Johnson's second Dell Vikings group. This song was released on the Beltone label in 1961. But Chuck Jackson wouldn't have a solid hit until 62 when he recorded the Burt Bacharach song Any Day Now. But here we go, from 61, for you, Blues Bob, here's Chuck Jackson with Mr. Pride on the Friday Night Cat Fight Show.
If I were to ask you to come by my side, even though I have often lied, would you try to comfort and ease my pain? Would you pour your thoughts upon me like rain? Knowing I feel a deep sense of shame, would it be wrong to ask you once again to love me, want me? Don't try to decide now, just push Mr. Pride aside. Whoa. I'll not say you won't shed any tears, for I know it's too hard. Shake off your fears. Darling, I promise this, I'll be true now. It's the very thing I want to do. So let's try again. Forget what has passed. This time we're gonna win. Gonna make our love last, cause we still need each other and all we've denied. So let's push Mr. Pride aside. Oh, baby, baby.
Concert Cruises proudly presents the greatest doo-wop cruise of all time. Aboard the Splendor, Carnival's newest and most innovative ship in the world. There has never been a cruise like this before that features Arlene Smith's Chantels, Johnny and Joe, the 16s, the Pentagons, and the Olympics. No other seven-day cruise has ever dared to offer you as many concerts as this one, including sock hops, jam sessions, hosted cocktail parties, and so much more. Also appearing is the Super Girls group, featuring the Hearts, the Janettes, the Cookies, and the Raindrops. Performances also include the Elgins, the Calvanes, and a special Sam Cooke tribute. On April 10th, 2011, we depart from Los Angeles, California, on a seven-day Mexican Riviera cruise. Accommodations start at just $6.99 per person, plus taxes and port charges. So call 1-800-301-9673 or go online at memorylaneconcertcruises.com. Reserve your cabin today. Space is limited and these cabins are selling out quickly. So call 1-800-301-9673. That's 1-800-301-9673. You don't want to miss this boat.
Do, do, do. I must go.
With Uncle Sam's Man off the Flip label from 1961. They will be joining us. Those amazing guys will be joining us on the doo-wop cruise that's leaving the Port of Long Beach on the 10th of April, 2011, baby. I'll be the MC of the show and we're going to have a great time. A time complete with three full concerts. Each concert's going to have three separate groups: Arlene Smith's Chantels, the Olympics, the Pentagons, the Calvanes, the Super Girls group. We're going to have a Sam Cooke tribute. We're going to have a jam session. So if you play an instrument, bring it on board and jam with us. We're going to have contests. There's going to be cocktail parties and dancing. Lots and lots of dancing. So please come aboard this ship. Join us on the Splendor, Carnival's latest ship, and cruise the Mexican Riviera with us in April of 2011. If you book now, you'll get the VIP package, which gets you special VIP seating. You'll sit down front. The package also includes a cabin upgrade, but those packages are going fast. So if you haven't signed up yet, please sign up. Just go to memorylaneconcertcruises.com for more information And make sure you tell them that Matt the Cat sent you for the special deals. That's the Oldies But Goodies Doo-Wop Cruise with me, Matt the Cat, as MC on April 10th, 2011. Now on this day, May 14th, 74 years ago, Robert Cassotto was born in the Bronx. You and I know him better as Bobby Darin. Supposedly, he found that name by just opening up a phone book and finding the name Darin. Now, Bobby's not really remembered as much as a songwriter as he should be. He wrote a lot of great tunes, starting off originally with Don Kirshner as part of the whole Brill Building scene in New York City. In 1958, he was signed to Atco Records, the subsidiary of Atlantic Records, where he wrote his first hit, Splish Splash, with New York DJ Murray the K. Apparently, Murray had bet Bobby Darin that he couldn't write a song that started with the words, Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath. Well, he did, and it rose to number 3 on the charts in 58. Now, what I'm going to do is we're celebrating a couple of birthdays. We're going to start with Bobby Darin, then we're going to move into Troy Shondell, and finally, we're going to celebrate Charlie Gracie's birthday. What I've decided to do is take each artist's first hit and play both sides of the single. But with Bobby Darin, I wanted to do something a little more deeper. Since you've all heard Splish Splash to death, I thought I would take an outtake version of Splish Splash, say, take number 2, complete with studio chatter, so we could really hear what was going on in the studio at the time. And then for the flip side, which was Judy, Don't Be Moody, we're also going to hear an outtake of that one too, take number 2. So let's go into the studio now with Bobby Darin as he records his first hit. And you'll hear producer Ahmet Erdogan address Panama. That's Panama Francis on drums. Here's Bobby Darin and Splish Splash.
I'm gonna play it back. Woo. And man, let's do another one before I play. Let's do another one right away. I wanna make one little change.
Man. Not happy from here.
One, two, three. Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah, rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub. Thinking everything was alright. Well, I stepped out the tub, I put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in the splish, splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash. Reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rolling and a strolling, yeah! Big bang, I saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Well, the flip-flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had to dance in bug. Papa with a Peggy Sue. Good to golly, Miss Molly was even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, splishing and a splashing.
That's a feel, anyway.
Here we go. Standby, here we go. Judy, take two.
In the studio, that's Judy Don't Be Moody, take number two, and before that, Splish Splash, take number two. Bobby Darin was born on this day in 1936. We lost him at the tender age of 37 in 1973. Today, we're also celebrating Troy Schondell's 66th birthday. He was born Gary Shelton in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on May 14th, 1944. He is extremely prolific. He wrote his first song at the age of 14, he learned how to play five musical instruments, and he started recording in the late 1950s. He didn't have his first hit, though, until 1961 with This Time, which hit number 6 on the Billboard charts. We're going to hear This Time, and then we're going to flip it over and hear the original flip side, Girl After Girl. Happy 66th birthday to Troy Schondell. I should also point out that 1940 has been cited as his birth year as well. That would make him 70, but I think he's 66 today. Happy birthday, Troy.
This time we're really breaking up. This time we said way too much. This time really
Shondell, happy 66th birthday to you. Now we move into our final birthday this week. It's for Charlie Gracie, who turned 74 today. He was born on May 14, 1936 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He began his recording career in 1952 for the Cadillac label. Then he cut a few sides for the 20th Century label. And finally, in 1956, when Cameo Records was formed, he was one of the first artists to cut a record for Cameo Records, which would become the Philadelphia label. His first hit record, Butterfly, went to number one on the jukebox chart, but only number three on the sales chart. It sold more than 2 million records, though. We're going to take Butterfly and flip it over and play its original flip side, which was 99 Ways, a song that would also be cut by Tab Hunter. So happy 74th birthday to rockabilly hero Charlie Gracie. Here's Butterfly.
You tell me you love me, you say you're true, then you fly around with somebody new, but I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You're making me cry. I made up my mind to tell you goodbye, but I'm no good without you, you butterfly. I knew from the first time I kissed you that you were the trouble to come. Cause the honey that drips through your sweet lips, one taste and I'm out of my mind. I love you so much, I know what I'll do. I'm flipping your wings,
You fly in this blue, cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You say you'll be true, then you fly around with somebody new. But I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You treat me mean, you're making me cry. I made up my mind to tell you goodbye, but I know without you, you butterfly. From your sweet lips, one taste and I'm out of my mind. Love you so much, I know what I'll do. I'm flipping your wings, you fly in this view, cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. The blues that I'll forget from loving you. Oh, 99 ways, but none of them do. There must be 99 ways to do without you, but I can't find one tonight. I'm feeling so bad, and nothing is right. Baby, I'm missing you, hugging and a kiss, and I'm as lonely as can be. Wanna try all the other, but none of the other can do what's due to me. There must be 99 ways for losing the blues that I forgot from loving you. 99 ways, but I still love you.
99 ways,
99 ways for losing the blues that I've got from loving you. 99 ways, but none of them do. There must be 99 ways to do without you, but I can't find one tonight. I'm feeling so bad, and nothing is right. I'm missing your hugging and a kiss, and I'm as lonely as can be. I try all the other, but none of the other can do what's due to me. There must be 99 ways for losing the blues that I've got from loving you. 99 ways, but I still love you.
sorry, darling, that now my poor heart is so lonely and blue. Just waiting for you.
So much
please
me.
Come back to me, darling. And now, as I am lying home in my bed, not able to sleep, I keep asking myself the same over and over and over and over.
Are you sorry?
Closing down this week's Friday Night Catfight show with the Whispers from 1955 off the Gotham label with Are You Sorry? That was Terry Johnson's first group. He would later join the Flamingos in 1958. And you can hear his guitar on I Only Have Eyes for You. I'm Matt the Cat. Thank you so much for joining me here on another Friday Night Catfight show. Don't forget to vote for your favorite version of Fever. Which one's it gonna be? Will it be Little Willie John, Ray Peterson, Earl Grant, Peggy Lee, Elvis Presley, Alvin Robinson, or the McCoys? Go back to FridayNightCatFight.com and vote for the one you dig the most. You can always email me at MattTheCat@MattTheCat.com. And don't forget to sign up for my weekly email newsletter. It contains a playlist of this show, as well as exclusive audio and a lot of other great stuff. That's over at MattTheCat.com to sign up for my weekly email newsletter. Well, that does it, baby. I'll be back around here again next week for a brand new Friday Night Cat Fight show. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Remember to keep on grinning and keep those records spinning. Goodbye, everybody. We'll be right back.